Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
God, we have the best opening song. It's even better than Mitloos, I think.
I wouldn't know.
And Murder in the Land of Oz is leading the TNC podcast network, and you haven't even listened to it.
I know. I'm
Welcome
so
to Everybody Wants to Be a Cat. My name's Jess.
And my name is Traitor Dom.
We're here to talk to you about cats.
Kitty cats.
And other things sometimes.
Lots of the time.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. There's a lot of people listening now. That's to put it in perspective, Dom, half of the seats of the Lyric Theatre are the amount of people that are listening to our podcast. That's wild. Don't you think that's wild?
Yeah.
Or does that make you really uncomfortable?
I mean, maybe. I'm fascinated to know how many actual unique listeners there are. It's really curious.
Why don't you let us know? Send us an email at everybodywantstobeacat@gmail.com or contact us on Facebook at everybodywantstobeacat.
Please, Zane keeps us locked up and this is our only way of communicating with the outside world.
It is.
Just let us know that you care.
Let us know that you're alive.
Because we're not. Welcome to Everybody Wants to Be a Cat. It's a show where we talk about cats and nothing else.
So, Dom, what have you got for us today?
Today, I've got...
Wow, so perky.
I know, right? Ugh. I've got some pep in my step. I've got the Wikipedia page for list of experimental cat breeds.
Oh, yep.
And I've got a heartwarming tale of a cat who doesn't get incinerated.
I've got a little traveler kitty, a historical cat that I'm going to talk about. And then obviously we've got our best friend's feline cat of the week and our Insta cat of the week.
As is tradition.
So what do we want to kick off with, Dom?
Well, I guess I'll start off with let's
play a game.
Let's play a bit of a game. Let's play a
Doesn't
little...
that start off sore or something? Let's play a game.
Would you like to play a game?
Ooh, yeah, that's I've yeah. never seen any of the Saw movies.
Yeah, for the love of God, let's
and
stop
Bailey,
talking about
dear
Saw.
Bailey. Dearest little Bailey, please don't watch Saw.
Yeah, I've also not seen Saw, as you can probably tell from that reference I just tried to make. Anyway, list of experimental cat breeds is the name of the game. The following is a list of experimental cat breeds and crossbreeds that do not have the recognition of major national or international cat registries such as the International Cat Association in the US, Europe, and Australasia. I'm just going to stop. And basically, this is a list of experimental cat breeds, that's people intentionally crossbreeding different breeds of cats in an attempt to create new breeds. These have not been recognized for one reason or another by international governing bodies of cat fanciers.
Cat fanciers.
Yes, cat fanciers. Yes, no.
I do not approve of this breed. I can just imagine people sitting in like a mahogany room.
Just all stroking cats.
Yeah. And they're all smoking pipes.
And the cats aren't appreciating that. Don't smoke around your pets, please.
Or like bubbles. You know those like...
Yes, they're all doing bubble pipes. Yeah, yeah.
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 Because cats love bubbles. Okay, so I have to pick a letter.
Yes. Well, I'll just give a bit more context. So breeders of some minority breeds actively seek major recognition for them but have yet to receive it. For example, in regions where formal cat fancy is in its infancy, naturally occurring native varieties can be classified as minority breeds when attempts at selective breeding have begun to produce a formal natural breed with consistent traits, as is ongoing with the Aegean and Van cats. Discrepancies between breed names can often cause confusion. Occasionally, the name adopted by one registry is used elsewhere for an entirely different breed. For example, the breed known in Australia as Bermilla Longhair is analogous to the Asian semi-longhair in Britain, also called the Tiffany, but Australia already has a quite different breed known as the Australian Tiffany, and both are different from the American Tiffany, also known as the Chantilly Tiffany. Such conflicts are decreasing due to better communication between registries, largely facilitated by the internet and by the World Cat Congress. Thank you for your service, gentlemen. going to read about that next time, I think. Well, Cat Congress.
Congress.
Anyway, so what's going to happen? We've got a whole list of different experimental cat breeds. They have little little explanations of what they are. And Jess is just going to give me a letter and I'll read that little bio.
M.
I'm going to go with the first M, which is the Mandalay. The Mandalay is a breed of cat originally derived from crosses between domestic short-haired cats and the Burmese breed. Later, Abyssinians were used to introduce the cinnamon and fawn genes. These cats resemble the Asian short hair bred in Europe. There should be no evidence of sepia pointing, i.e. contrast between points and body. This breed originated in New Zealand and is recognised by the New Zealand Cat Fancy. I love the New Zealand Cat Fancy. I'm sorry, this cat is not fancy enough for us.
We should go on tour to New Zealand.
Yeah.
And go to the Cat Fancy.
Yeah. Hey, shout out if you're from New Zealand.
If you're
come
from
on now.
New Zealand, yeah, if you're let us know.
Cat Fancy.
If you want to like hook us up with the Cat Fancy over there.
Hook us up with these Mandalay cats, buddy. Come on. Give me another letter.
F.
F is for Foldex. Look at that.
Oh my God. It's a gremlin.
It's a bit of a gremlin.
It's a full-on gremlin cat.
That is a kitten, I should specify. The Foldex cat, also known as the exotic fold, is a type of cat developed in the Canadian province of Quebec. The physical features of the Foldex include its medium size, rounded face, short legs, and folded ears, the latter being the defining feature of the Foldex. The eyes are well-rounded and wide open, and the ears are equipped with small and smooth-edged tips. The coat can vary from long to short hair and is naturally dense and soft. I want to look into this. It has its own wiki page. Yep, and it's originally produced by breeding a Scottish fold with an exotic short hair. Give me one more letter.
D.
D is for Dwelf.
Dwelf.
The Dwelf cat is a hairless, short-legged, curly-eared breed of cat derived from Sphinx, American Curl, and Munchkin stock. I knew there was a Munchkin in there. The breed is of US origin and is recognized by the Dwarf Cat Association or Designer Cat Association. Going to quickly jump over to Google and try to get a picture of a Dwelf because this sounds amazing.
Also problematic.
Go on.
Well, because like Munchkin cats have a lot
yes,
of problems.
Of course, yes. That is something that shouldn't go unmentioned. Is that a lot of the designer breeds and you know this experimentation, it's quite potentially cruel. It's treating them as you know just an assemblance of qualities that will be desirable in an attempt to be unique and interesting. And honestly, is frequently quite dangerous for the health of the animal.
Mm. And we don't support that.
We don't support that, except for that all of that implicit supporting we just did by reading all those names. Also, look at this Dwelf. All of you at home, D-W-E-L-F, half dwarf, half elf, all kind of appalling and cute at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed of how much I love it.
Our scientists spent so long asking whether they could. They never asked if they should.
Okay, Zane is like having a full-on conniption.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even kidding. He says, I just want to love him.
I think, yeah.
He deserves better.
Yeah. Just like you just look into this little dwarf cat's eyes and you just hear just like, I hurt myself today. Okay, Jess, take it away. No, meow. This isn't Fluff and Papa podcast for the last time, Jess.
Meow.
Whoa.
So we have a little historical cat today.
Oh, the historical cat.
And his name is Trim, and he was a ship's cat who accompanied Matthew Flinders on his voyages to circumnavigate and map the coastline of Australia in 1801 to 1803. Species, you'd be surprised to know, is Felius Catus because he was a cat.
That's such an unoriginal name for a cat, for a species of cat.
Felius Catus.
It's like cat-cat.
Cat-cat.
Hello, my name is cat-cat.
He was a mixed breed, apparently. He was male, born at 1799 at sea. He died in 1804, aged between 4 and 5, in Mauritius.
Good place to die. Like, sad he died young, but like, ooh, choice.
In appearance, he was bicolour. He was black with white paws, chin, and a white star on his chest. And there are many, many... Oh, there's statues of him in Sydney.
So there should. He seems like a good kitty.
So, little bit of a bio. Trim was born in 1799 aboard the ship HMS Reliance on the voyage from Cape of Good Hope to Botany Bay. The kitten fell overboard but managed to swim back to the vessel and climb aboard by scaling a rope. He was a pirate cat. Oh, my God. Matthew Butler's going to love this.
I am a pirate cat.
No, do not bring Pirates of Penzance into this shit. No, I hate that show. Taking note of his strong survival instinct and intelligence, I mean, he fell off a boat, Flinders and the crew made him their favourite. Trim sailed with Flinders on HMS Investigator on his voyage of circumnavigation around the Australian mainland and survived the shipwreck of the HMS Porpoise on the Wreck Reef in 1803. When Flinders was accused of spying and imprisoned by the French in Mauritius on his return to England, Trim shared his captivity until his unexplained disappearance, which Flinders attributed to his having been stolen and eaten by a hungry slave.
Yeah, I usually skip these bits of the articles, TBH.
So Trim was a bicolour cat being black with white paws, chin and chest. He was named after the butler in Lawrence Stern's Tristram Shandy.
Okay, that's surprising. Like Trim, like that's a nautical term and he was a ship's cat. That's I was expecting you to just be like, what are we going to name this cat? Trim the mainsail. Oh, yeah, that'll do, yeah.
Trim. Because Flinders considered him to be a faithful and affectionate friend. During his imprisonment, Flinders wrote a biographical tribute to Trim in which he described him as one of the finest animals I ever saw. His robe was a clear jet black with the exception of his forefeet, which seemed to have been dipped in snow under his lip, which rivaled them in whiteness. He had also a white star on his breast. So Flinders also wrote of Trim while still captured on the Isle de France in 1809. In 1996, a bronze statue of Trim by sculptor John Cornwell was erected on the window ledge of the Mitchell Library in Sydney, directly behind a statue of his owner that was erected following the donation of Flinders' personal papers to the library by his grandson in 1925. The popularity of the statue has since led to the development of a range of Trim merchandise by the State Library of New South Wales. Yes, I want Trim merchandise.
Sell out.
The man sitting next to me says, who has a range of his own t-shirts that you can get on TeePublic.
Yeah, that's not me selling out. That's me selling my own art. Like, that's not like I. What else am I supposed to do? I must live. Like, come on now. Like, it's different when other people do it.
I do kind of want one of.
Then buy it. It's called Cognitive Dissonance, Jess. Check it out.
The library's cafe is also named after the cat. The plaque under it says, "To the memory of Trim, the best and most illustrious of his race, the most affectionate of friends, faithful of servants, and best of creatures. He made the tour of the globe and a voyage to Australia, which he circumnavigated and was ever the delight and pleasure of his fellow voyagers." Written by Matthew Flinders in memory of his cat. And then there's like a photo of Flinders and Trim sitting behind him. So there's a statue of Trim at the foot of his person, Matthew Flinders, in Port Lincoln in South Australia. There's a large bronze statue of Flinders and Trim at Euston Railway Station in London. In Australian author Bryce Courtney's novel, Matthew Flinders' cat, both the cat and the library statue feature as major characters. And that's Trim.
Statue features as a character?
In Australian author Bryce Courtney's novel, Matthew Flinders' cat, both the cat and the library statue. Yeah,
I've never read.
So they talk about real Trim and then they talk about the statue of character. Trim.
I don't know. I've never read any of Bryce Courtney's work.
Poem.
Would you like to do a dramatic reading?
Where was the poem? Didn't I just read that?
The poem?
To the memory of Trim? Yeah, I just read that.
Is that what that is then? Yeah. Not very poetic.
Zane is sick of us. Anyway, next. Thank you, Dom.
Oh, you're welcome. Miracle cat found in sofa at Slow Way Centre. I think it's pronounced slow. Might be sloth.
Slough. S-L-O-W.
Is it slough?
Slough.
I'm such a bad person. A lost kitten was found hiding in a sofa as it was about to be incinerated at a waste recycling centre. The cat poked its head up out of the cushions while heavy machinery was moving the sofa on Wednesday, Slough Borough Council said. Slough and Borough after each other pronounced differently is just enraging. And knowing that the Slough can also definitely be pronounced as sloth, just not in this place name instance. English is terrible. She said the six-month-old kitten named Tux.
Aww, because he's a tuxedo kitty.
He's a tuxedo kitty.
Tuxedo kitty. He's dressed for every occasion. Dressed for every occasion.
Thank you, Jess. She said the six-month-old kitten named Tux was missing for 11 days after the unwanted sofa was collected from her home. God, you'd feel awful. Ms. Jones said Tux had apparently survived for 6 days without food or water in a van before the furniture was taken on Friday to the Waste and Recycling Centre. Waste officer Thomas McGrory said a crew member was using large machinery in one of the transfer sheds when the cat jumped up over the vehicle's shovel.
And he was like, nope. Done with this now.
Yeah, I'm just imagining just like the cat just jumps into view, just like XCOM Give It To You starts playing. It's just like, it's on now. Gonna get you. He said it was a miracle that it survived, as each day tons of waste is taken to be incinerated. The cat seemed to be in good condition, but was obviously frightened, hungry, and very thirsty. Ms. Jones said Tux had suffered a broken leg and she was trying to raise funds for an operation through an online appeal. It's very upsetting. I've got my little boy back, but is he going to be okay? She said. Everybody says he's a miracle. I don't know how he survived that long without eating in the back of a van. Overthrow capitalism.
Do we know the result? Is he all
That's
right?
That's the end of the story.
Whoa!
Yeah. Yeah. It's.
If we can find the link to the fundraising thing, we'll post it.
It's almost a month old now.
Oh, Tux, I hope you're all right. Please. Dun. Why do you pick these stories? You're awful. So
no, capitalism is
best
awful.
Friends feline cat of the week. Cat of the week. Oh, why does my phone do this? Where it just
you've lost the. Have you lost the cat of the week?
No,
Jess?
He's right there, actually.
Yeah, funny that.
And his name is Apollo.
Pretty good name, Greek god.
Nice. Good boy.
Good boy.
He's born on the 22nd of November 2017. He's male, domestic short hair, $135 in the convenient location of Strathpine. Zane, I will arrange for us to go there and we can pick him up. Let's 2 weeks. 2 weeks? What? Never mind. Snugglescope, he loves cuddles and he's great with other cats. He's not bothered by small dogs. He's relaxed and happy with cuddles from children. All of his vet work is completed. Apollo is the perfect cat. He has the sweetest nature, is very gentle, loves cuddles and being fussed over, but is also happy to spend time on his own. He loves sunning himself and is a funny little boy that rolls like a dog if he finds a nice warm sunny patch to lay in. He's very food orientated and gets very excited at mealtimes and loves to help you prepare dinner in the kitchen. Of a nighttime, he loves nothing more than snuggling up with you in bed and purrs contentedly. He's very confident and outgoing and would settle well into any family. And if you want to check out Apollo, even though Zane's going to be adopting him, so sorry, you can go to the Best Friends Feline website where you can check out their meet and greet forms and you can arrange to meet any of their cats. You can also look at their last litter program. You could also donate to them, which would be awesome and help support all the great work that they do. Number one of these is a cat of the week. It's a cat of the week.
Yeah, thank you for that tone poem. I think that was Insta Cat of the Week.
It's a cat of the week.
Insta Cat of the Week is flowerbaby.sandrad.
They're followers of our Instagram account.
It's a cute kitty.
It's a ragdoll.
Ragdoll, that's the name. Yes, it is a ragdoll kitty, blue eyes. With big bushy tail, white coat, black ears, and like a bit of splash.
And they have a German Shepherd friend.
Yeah.
Cats being friends with dogs is my favorite.
There's a photo of them looking out the window together. It's very cute.
Meow, 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 meow.
Woof, woof, woof.
So check them out.
Check them out.
Stunning.
Stunning.
Well, that's another episode done. Zane is going to be so happy to see the tail end of us tonight. Man. So if you would like to get in contact with us, you can email us at everybodywantstobeacat@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook at Everybody Wants to Be a Cat. You can also find us on Instagram at the Meow Podcast. Tell us about cats you know. Tell us about Insta cats that we should follow. Tell us about cat articles. Do our homework for us. That would be great.
Tell us if you're listening to it so we know who
who
is listening to us.
And
are
maybe
you doing
give
it
us
out
a
of
rating,
irony?
Maybe give us a rating, a review, or maybe subscribe. Tell your friends. Tell your cat friends. Tell your cat. I don't know.
Yep, track us down. Yeah, give us a hug in the street. We won't mind.
Dom would exceedingly mind. I would not.
What, really? You wouldn't mind?
Someone being like, I've had so many people come up, not for this podcast, unfortunately, but for Murder in the Land of Oz. I've had literally people at work being like, just me talking to them. They'd be like, do you have a podcast? And I was like, yeah. I loved it.
I've had people come up to me because they've seen shows that I've been in. I was just like, were you in the show? And I was like, it was a bad show. Thanks for listening.
Turn in. Okay, yeah. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Night.
Goodbye.
Bye now.
Meow, 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 meow.
Meow.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.